His name is
Dave Mason.
He can fix anything. He can fix a computer with a hairpin and a piece of duct tape.
Of course, you know, the first thing I thought of when I heard that, not only that, but he can make a high-definition TV antenna out of some welding rod and a piece of wood.
Yeah. And replace the ball joints on a 76K10. Yeah. So let's see. What do we want to talk about? Lots of stuff. We're going to get into the Mobile World Congress because that obviously last week a lot of prototypes and new products introduced and some interesting stuff and some really stupid stuff as usual introduced at the Mobile World Congress. We'll get into the details of that. One of the big stories this last week from a security perspective was what's become known as a freak attack. Got on the radar this last week. It's actually been an issue for a little while, but it isn't a big problem in the wild yet. It's more of a technical vulnerability where the bad guys could actually create a situation where they gain control of your machine and reduce the level of encryption between your browser and whatever server is on the other end, whether it's, you know, Google.com or FoxNews.com or Yahoo.com, whoever you're connecting to, reduce that encryption down to a level that's easy for them to crack, and then they can just inject, pull out your data to like Dropbox on their end, or some other cloud storage service. So not a huge thing to be worried about right now. It really is more of an issue with the software providers of browsers providing a patch that prevents this from happening. I mean, obviously, you need to not be vulnerable so that the bad guys can get in your machine and do this. So the first thing is, obviously, you need to take care with some of the tools that we recommend that you do to keep your machine clean and bad guy free. But Apple, supposedly this next week, going to have a patch for their Safari browser. Haven't heard anything from Google or Microsoft yet for patches on their browsers. I'm sure they've got to be pending. It is potentially a big deal, not a huge deal yet in the wild. Just kind of a confirmed technical possibility now. But the bad guys will at some point begin to use it. And even after the patches come out, they'll use it because a lot of people will be lazy and not patch. Or like a lot of people do, and I, you know, it's very difficult for me to not be rude in this situation. I have to just take a breath and smile when people tell me, oh, I don't do any upgrades. Those upgrades are terrible. Yeah, that's just a plot. That's, you know, they go. Do your updates. Do your updates with Microsoft. Do your updates with Apple. Do your updates with Adobe. Do your updates with any piece of software that's legitimate that's on your computer. If you know, the first line of defense in terms of security and privacy is your operating system's updates and the updates of other pieces of software installed on your machine. Do them. Can they be a problem? Yes. Every great once in a while, they can be a problem. Very rarely, when you think about the fact that updates with some pieces of software are done daily, mm-hmm. when you think about the fact that Microsoft updates their Windows OSs every Tuesday, it's pretty doggone rare. You need to do your updates. So we'll keep you posted on the freak attack. It's just about every platform out there vulnerable to this, apparently. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Something we haven't talked about in a long time, I just want to refresh your memory, or if you're new to the show and didn't hear this, I think it's probably been a couple of years since I've talked about this, but it really is a very powerful little website and piece of software. It's called Ninite, NINITE.com.
Does it help you go to sleep?
It allows, well, it can.
Oh, good.
But it is designed actually to help you not go to sleep. It's a little package that automates you design what software you want in your software package, and it creates an automatic little install of all the software you want to install. So if you're like me and you're constantly doing installs on various computers, there are certain pieces of software I always want to install. If somebody says, Dave, please come work on my computer, when I leave, there's always going to be a certain software installed. Mm-hmm. And Nynite allows you to create custom packages that does this for you automatically. So you're not going to Google downloading Chrome and installing it. You're not going to CCleaner and downloading CCleaner and installing it. You're not going to Malwarebytes, downloading it, installing malware.
Kind of like your toolkit.
It's a little toolkit. Yeah. And it's a very efficient way to do this. If you do much stuff. Now look, you know, for my mom, utterly useless. For the person going to take care of my mom, my condolences. No. It would be it's perfect. It's the kind of thing that I would use. I'd go to my mom and take care of her laptop. I would have this on the flash drive and go bam and have it all done all at one time. And it does the updates automatically and everything. It's really a very efficient way to deal with downloading and installing a bunch of software automatically. Kind of related, different, but related. Is a very interesting site. You know, again, and this goes back to what we talked about several segments ago, which was the crucial external USB flash drive we talked about. Mm-hmm. Is portableapps.com. Portable apps are applications that don't have to be installed on the computer to use them. So you could have a bunch of applications that you like to use that you don't want to go through the normal process of installing the app and then you running it. You want to plug a USB drive in and just run the app right from the USB drive. Portableapps.com, what's the best way to do it? It's kind of the clearinghouse for that. It is a list of a bunch of different packages that allows you to create your own custom portable apps, even menued portable apps on your USB drive, that makes it very efficient and very easy to move from machine to machine without running through a bunch of installs, taking your applications with you. Portableapps.com, highly recommended. Nynite and Portable Apps are both websites that I use all the time that are important to me as a kind of a computer pro, having to deal with applications a bunch from computer to computer, a bunch of different computers, a bunch of different apps. And it's a great way to kind of get it in an organized, streamlined fashion. It's portableapps.com. Okay, portableapps.com. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. Excuse me. Clicking and mouse. Yeah. Hey, you know anybody that can call? I'm having trouble.
Stupid thing.
We come back second hour. We're going to talk about, we're going to have the Microsoft update. We're going to have Apple update. We're going to get into greater detail on the Mobile World Congress and some historic news as a part of this Apple update with Apple this last week. Big news, and interesting because different groups of experts behaved completely differently in responding to the big news this last week with Apple. We'll talk about that. And then the latest on the Apple Watch. That's not looking at an Apple. That's the watch that you wear on your wrist.
Oh, yeah.
Big news there as well. 866-821-8255. And, of course, a live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com. Second hour coming up.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.